We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
News team, assemble!
There's a party down in the corner. Do you want to go? They got rhythm, a little blues, and a whole lot of soul.
It's Jay Stu. We haven't recorded in a while, but we are coming to you from the Canadian Toy Con, the March edition.
Not the British, not the American,
the Canadian.
Yes. So with me as always in cosplay today.
Yes.
Is Sarah J.
Hello.
We're at a Harry Potter themed show and
yeah, we do.
Who are you dressed as?
I am cosplaying as Professor Sybil Trelawney, divinations teacher at Hogwarts School of Wizardry and Witchcraft.
Cool. And we're down a member right now.
She's MIA.
She's MIA. We'll be with Wonder Librarian momentarily. But we are here with our newest member.
The talented,
you know her, you love her, y'all want to be here. Sarah Water Raven's with us.
Oh, hey guys. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
She's cosplaying as a Ravenclaw. Yeah, just generic, no name brand Ravenclaw.
Generic Ravenclaw.
Generic Ravenclaw.
Yeah, you can find me right next to the name brands, but I'm not as expensive.
She was Ravenclaw student number 12.
That's
in
correct.
The movies, off
That's
in the
correct.
Distance.
Just an extra.
Yeah.
But I excelled in my classes. So.
She really did.
Yeah.
She had a lot of owls.
It's true.
A lot of good owls.
You know, God, you
Harry
know.
Potter had an owl?
Well,
yeah.
One of my professors.
Yeah. I mean, she was not bad in divination.
That's
not bad.
Right? I read those tea leaves like you've never seen.
Yes.
That's right.
A lot of doom and gloom in her tea leaves. I loved it.
If I had had Harry's cup, I could have told him way more crap than Ron. Okay?
Ron was never a good student.
No, Ron was terrible.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, he was. Hermione just walked right out.
Oh, Hermione. What was up with that attitude? Like, you're supposed to take every class seriously.
Yeah.
Like, if you want an education, if you want to get good grades, okay, you take it seriously. All right, I'm digressing. What are we talking about right now, other than
ToyCon?
Okay, ToyCon.
So, yes. We're also celebrating another momentous occasion here today. It's a little belated, but that's okay. So, 4 years ago, February 18th, I, along with three other people, started the We Got the Geek podcast. And we're celebrating the fourth anniversary here at the Toy Show.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm going to say...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear We Got the Geek. Happy birthday to you. I was going to start, when I say happy, you say birthday. When I say happy, you say birthday. Happy
birthday.
Okay. Oh, my God. Jeez, Sarah's on the ball. Are you even here today?
First of all.
Yes.
Yeah,
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
But we want to say thank you to Steve for letting us bring in a cake here today.
Steve Buckley.
The great Steve Buckley. Two cosplays today.
Yes.
He flew.
Quidditch Harry Potter, and he did fly on a broom, which was epic. And then from the Powerpuff Girls. Powder Puff.
Close enough.
Powerpuff Girls.
Which completely sounds like a street drug. I don't care. I never got into that show. Every time I'm just like, really?
But
I was like, is this an Alice
awesome.
In Wonderland situation? Yeah. Oh, somebody's coming to say, hey.
Uh-oh.
That's right. That's
it's,
right.
It's Ms. Hyde Cosplay, who is cosplaying as today.
Nymphadora.
Miss Nymphadora Tong.
Hi. Oh my goodness. Hi. Stop calling me that.
I'm your teacher. I can call you whatever I want.
You're not my teacher anymore. I'm part of the order.
Okay, good point.
But Miss Hyde is with us today.
Hi, guys.
Bring it back.
Thanks. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Nothing. Nothing. That's an answer. I'm good.
I'm good. There we go.
I got to tell you, you have come up with a lot of... I've always been a fan of your cosplay. You know that.
Thank you.
But the ones you've come up with lately have just blown my mind.
Nailing it.
Thank you.
the Batwoman you had was awesome.
Yes. Thank you. That was a 24-hour... Like, I decided that I needed something. The Bat crew with like London Batman and a couple other cosplayers out in the London area were like, okay, we're going to have Catwoman, we're going to have Nightwing, or Robin, and Batman. And we're like, well, my Batgirl's not going to be ready because I've still got like a lot of work to do on her. I'm like, could I make Batwoman really quickly? And I lucked into finding stuff, and I had stuff already at home, and it just kind of all came together, and bam, there I had it 24 hours.
Amazing. The belt was cool. The mask was cool. I'm a comic nerd, so.
It still needs some work, but thank you.
We probably talked about this before, but I'm really happy you finally did your Black Canary.
Yes, she will probably be, I think, because I've got another con the same weekend as March Toronto Comic Con, but I'm going to try and make a couple of appearances throughout the weekend, just in the halls and stuff like that, to say hi to people.
Very cool.
Saturday or Sunday, I'm not sure which day, I'll have Black Canary and I'll have Batwoman both there.
We're going to be there Sunday.
Sunday, I most likely will have Black Canary there. Saturday, I think I'm bringing... It's kind of a toss-up because I've had someone ask me to bring Maggie. I've had a friend of mine, Jeff McDonald, who is a cosplayer from the London area, who does Negan.
No way.
He asked if I could bring Maggie. So nice. I'm going to try and see if I can find all my pieces for Maggie and Maggie from The Walking Dead, of course. And he's going to chase me around the con. I'm like, no. And he's like, don't let me find you. I'm like, no, I don't want Lucille to find you. I don't care about Negan. I don't want Lucille to find me. I'm not sure if I'm doing that Saturday or Friday. I have to check.
Oh, cool.
But
very cool.
It may be Friday, Batwoman, Saturday, Maggie for a little while, and then Sunday with Black Canary.
Nice.
Very cool.
I was going to try and get Hella done, but I'm kind of on the fence about when I'll have her finished.
That's going to be a cool cosplay, though.
Cool.
Hella's kind of excited
Hella
about her.
Hella looks cool. I love Kate Blanchett anyway, so...
Yeah, I was kind of excited about the fact that, like, she looks actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to get it ready before the movie comes out so I can be the first one to say, ha, I got it done!
Cool. That'd be a good one for you.
Knowing me, I'm one of the insane ones that gets things done in, like, a week, 2 weeks, so... She's getting started as soon as I walk in the door tonight, so...
Nice. Oh, sorry, here comes Danielle! Yeah. I'm pointing, and Jason's shoving this in my face. That's wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, all day.
That's what
all
she said.
Day. I knew that was coming. Yeah. Danielle was just throwing him out, and Jason was like, that's what she said.
Oh, yeah. It was just like,
you can tell we're all friends when.
Yeah.
I got someone else coming over here, but hey, our other member, Danielle, the Wonder Librarian.
Hey, what's up, guys? Where have I been? I've been in a secret room
MIA.
Looking at something.
Here, MIA. Talk amongst yourselves.
Why?
What's happening with this?
I've never been, like, in charge of the power, and here's Candy Cosplay.
Sorry, I was trying to stab the cake.
And she's cosplaying as...
We're about to... Oh, yeah.
Bellatrix Lestrange. I love this cosplay. I feel like I'm part of the group. Though now, because I'm cosplaying and I love it.
There you go. Well, we are all in costume.
Correct. Do say goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Robbie.
I'll see you all.
Say goodbye. Yes, April 8th.
I'll be there.
GeekeryCon.
Yay!
Well, all right, I'm back.
He's back, and he has control of the recorder again.
I'm here with the whole gang. I'm here with Miss Hyde Cosplay still, and joining us is the wonderful Candy Cosplay.
That was her squeaking.
I'm glad you guys could join us. It's our birthday celebration today.
And, happy birthday to us. Happy Geek, we are awesome.
She's seriously 4 years?
Yeah.
Your first year was the year that I had Anna.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
The first group of pictures that you guys had out Anna at
TCA Con.
Yeah.
Well, we were laughing because we were like, I was like, well, I started this year. And
so I was part of the first year.
And I was just like, I guess we're really just kind of celebrating Jason today. Like,
that's right.
We have
a big anniversary with Candy coming up next week, too.
Oh, yeah. It's the Candiversary.
The Candiversary? She's on fire today.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Now,
I went there.
Because I'm all about myself today, do you guys have a favorite We Got the Geek moment?
Oh my goodness.
It's hard to pick
one. There's too many.
I mean,
we've had some great adventures, the crew. I mean, it's...
I'm going to go for one. I'll start off. I liked our first interview that we did, the Sean Sullivan one. And then I met Candy for the first time there.
You also helped him interview her that day.
She was Harley Quinn, and it was a really small little film expo, but I interviewed the Back to the Future dude. You're just like, do you want to get in there? And I was like, yeah, I have questions. I have lots. And I've continued to have many questions.
My favorite moment was being able to go with you to meet and interview Karen Allen at Toronto Comic Con last year.
Jump on in here. We have Lauren with us, the Lauren Show.
It's a general podcast.
Happy birthday!
The cake is here.
Favorite moment.
We've had some great Lauren moments over the years, too.
You got the geek moments.
Yeah, this one right here. When I thought I was interrupting your birthday podcast.
We've got Acid Rain cosplay in here, too.
Hello.
I know what my favorite moment. The day you messaged me and asked me to be a future cosplayer at the first GeekeryCon, which launched me basically into a lot of the rest of my cosplay career. Basically, I mean, you guys posted my first picture of Anna when I was here before the competition. And that had to be that awesome, awesome memory.
My favorite moment was talking to you and not knowing it was you.
Yes, that was funny. That was you? Wait, what?
Here's my card.
Literally, wait, what?
My favorite moment has to be the moment when you first interviewed me and we kind of botched the interview.
No.
You were nervous.
I botched
you were so nervous.
That can happen anytime.
And then when we met again at Niagara Falls, you're like, we're redoing this and we're getting this perfect.
Jay's a perfectionist.
Wasn't it in the middle of your interview that I walked by going, hey, Candy? And she's like, who is
it
that?
It wasn't the interview. It was... I was just
the same weekend.
Yeah, the same weekend. I was just
she
entered.
Had no clue who I was.
I had no clue who she was.
I knew who she was. She didn't. And now we're best friends.
And
imagine that.
And we're all good friends now. And I like that.
Friendships are formed. Love is formed.
Yeah, we're all one big happy geek family.
Yeah.
And it just keeps growing. And getting bigger. Oh my God, what are we doing?
You can't see it, but Candy's sticking her wand up her nose.
This is not the first time. And then she gets bogeys all over it, and it's really gross. And don't wipe them on me.
Oh my goodness.
Just a little like
a day in the life of here we go.
Right. I wiped it on my dress first before I licked it.
Alright. Ew!
And it makes me so happy and so proud that all of you guys are going to be featured cosplayers at the GeekeryCon in April.
Yay!
Bigger and better than ever.
I have 10 featured cosplayers now.
You want to do the thing now? Not the cake, but the other thing?
Oh, yes. We'll do the other thing. Lauren took off, but we'll get her in a minute.
She's right there. She's gone, but not forgotten.
Oh, God. What's going on?
All right.
Get over here, yes.
Put my one down somewhere.
All right, so we're going to start a new tradition with We Got the Geek.
Okay. Big announcement, surprise.
I don't know.
Because
the birthday was coming up, we thought we would start a We Got the Geek Hall of Fame. And every year we'll induct a few more people into it.
Just like the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, we have... we're going to make an honorary member out of...
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're making we're making Ms. Hyde Cosplay an honorary member of We Got the Geek in recognition of going above and beyond.
Oh, my God!
We are making... Play an honorary member of We Got the Geek in recognition of going above and beyond.
Oh,
and last but certainly not least, we are making the Lauren Show an honorary member of We Got the Geek in recognition of going above and beyond.
I'm not gonna cry.
Thank you very kindly.
Because we love you guys and you're always there for the podcast and we love having you
here
in our family and our geek clan. And
feel free to have a long speech if you want.
Yeah.
I just want to
end it dance.
I will play music though if you go over.
I'd like to thank you.
I got the date wrong.
This is my very favorite moment, and you got the date wrong. Yeah.
He was filling them out, what was it, last night?
Yeah.
April 11th. Oh. So it's a month ahead now.
Oh, wow.
So forget daylight savings, just an hour. We've gone and jumped a whole month ahead.
So we figured we'd keep it going every year. Maybe we'll induct a few more.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very kindly.
No problem.
Thank you.
You're crying.
You guys have been good to us all through the years.
Thank you for
being
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, big hug.
And you've been good to us too, Acid Rain Cosplay, but
thanks.
Just
started.
You just started, yeah. And this is going to be your first featured appearance in April?
So excited.
Right on. Right on.
Yes, we're going to throw her in head first. I mean, no.
Right on.
Yes. We seem to keep bringing more family members into the fold.
Yes. Yeah, and that's cool. I'm good with that.
And I just want to say thank you to all of you for helping me get more into cosplay.
Yay!
Because I love it.
And the epic photo of you as a Sith.
Yes, I love it.
I need to send you the actual file of that.
Okay, because it's clear now, and I've made a conscious decision. I will be starting a cosplay page.
Yay!
Yes.
Okay, clap.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Go for it. Go like that cosplay page. But yeah, I get when it comes to being now a member of We Got the Geek Hall of Fame. I mean, like I said, like
same place with your awesome.
It's like you guys help kind of start my cosplay guesting career. Really, like it started because of you guys.
Well, you deserve it.
I'm not gonna cry. Shut up. You're gonna cry.
You deserve it.
We all need to just go cry now for a few minutes.
You missed it.
I'm not crying.
Can I cuddle cry? Because of you guys.
Oh god.
I'm starting a cosplay page.
There's a cosplay page.
Yeah. What you calling it?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
That's the funnest part is picking.
Trying to figure it out. When I picked mine, I got called Candy growing up. I hated it.
Yeah.
And hated it. Then my little cousins started calling me it because they couldn't pronounce Candace. So like, okay, fine, Candy. Yeah. And then
see, I was thinking of something that my mom called me when I was little, which was Miss Muffet.
Yeah.
Oh, I was
like
little Miss Muffet.
Miss Muffet cosplay?
Well, yes.
That's like for me, the Ms. Hyde cosplay came out.
Yeah.
I was racking my brain trying to figure out what in the heck am I going to name my cosplay page. My last name is Hyde. I've always been teased about the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing because
I still do it.
But the whole thing is when it comes to the idea of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, they're two personas.
Yeah.
So Ms. Hyde cosplay gives me the free reign to be all these different characters that I've brought to life.
That's kind of how I feel about Miss Muffet, because it's whimsical
and it means
fun and imagination, and
I think goes with love and the magic.
I guess my cosplay page will be Miss Muffet cosplay.
I like that a lot.
I have a Sith costume. I have my Professor Trelawney costume. I have a couple other costumes that I am working on. And my birthday wish list has Warbla on it and a heat gun, so
there you
know.
Go. That's where it starts.
And yep, and Warbla. You're doomed once you start with Warbla.
Yeah.
I know.
I tried the Warbla mesh art.
Oh.
I will never buy normal Warbla again.
Really?
It is like amazing.
Oh.
It's one-sided Warbla because it's got the mesh on the other side.
Right.
But I could sit there and blend my scenes with a spoon and yeah,
that sounds good.
Cosplay for the Cure kept telling me to try mesh art.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, yeah, I'll do it next time I order it. And I never did. And I finally did because I got to see a panel on it. And, oh, my God, it blew me away.
Warbla.
Hi. You guys can't see this through a podcast, but I'm just loving the heck out of these muffins.
Oh. Wait till you try
cupcakes?
The cake, babe.
I made it.
Oh, my. Where's the camera?
Is it moist?
My dirty old man, ladies and gentlemen. My dirty old man.
So moist.
I said, speaking of cupcakes,
I said this on a video last night
of me eating a cupcake going, it's so moist.
Late at night.
Moist. No!
Is it as bad as Nymphadora?
Don't call me Nymphadora!
Oh my god, they're giving me the creepy crawlies.
Moist.
The Nutella ones over there.
You want a cake?
Wait, wait.
The Nutella ones.
Let's cut the cake.
We're going to cut the cake.
All four of us are here.
Yeah.
We're
going to
cut the cake.
Yes,
the
cake.
Cake.
I
left. I went shopping.
Each other's face.
You got
all right.
You guys,
let's cut the cake.
Cut the
romantic
cake.
Wedding cake.
We were talking about moist cupcakes.
Damn it.
I know.
And we're going to get Hunter to man the camera. So thanks, guys.
Oh,
thanks for thanks for everything.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.